Well, good Friday morning, DriveCast listeners. I want to welcome you to Friday's DriveCast. Most of you are aware that we go off topic on Fridays, often landing somewhere in one of the four Gospels, and today's no different. I'm Pastor Jeff. I'm one of the Lewis Center pastors, and I want to share a story with you from Luke chapter 17, where Luke informs us that 10 men stricken with leprosy, which is a debilitating skin disease, who by the Mosaic law were required to distance themselves from the mainstream population, these 10 lepers noticed Jesus passing by. And Luke tells us that since they weren't permitted to come close to Jesus, they shouted out to him, "Master, have mercy on us." And Luke 17:14 states that when Jesus saw them, he said something strange to them. He said, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." Then Luke goes on to say this, "And it came about that as they were going, they were healed." Now, I don't know about you, but that phrase, "as they were going," jumped out at me. And before we go further, today's DriveCast is for any one of you who may be stuck in a situation. Perhaps you're in the middle of a challenging circumstance, or you're faced with a critical decision to make. Now, granted, there are times when the let's wait and see approach is appropriate. It's good at times to err on the side of caution. Yet in this particular passage, Jesus instructed the lepers to go and show yourselves to the priests, for it was the priests who declared a former leper clean and reacclimated them back into society. So consider this. If the 10 lepers had waited to see their cleansing, or to get their cleansing, their healing, before leaving, they would never have received their miracle. I mean, it was as if Jesus was waiting to heal them, to see if they trusted him. So the question was, would they go, or would they let their current condition dictate their reality? You know, one quick glance down at their infected flesh would discourage any hope of a new reality. They could have thought, what's the use venturing towards Jerusalem or Samaria to see the priest while I'm still infected? Now, Luke doesn't tell us when the miracle occurred. The Bible's silent on how far they traveled before getting their miracle, but what it does say is this: as they were going, they were cleansed. So the lepers, in essence, were put on the spot. They had to choose whether to stay in their current condition or obey Jesus' instructions to go and show. Now, there have been numerous occasions in my life when the wait-and-see attitude has literally kept me anchored in my current conditions. I like waiting for motivation to come. You know, some of you are listening now while working out at the gym. Good for you. I'll consider you as motivated. But here's a principle I've discovered about exercise. Motivation usually comes after I get moving, not before. And I know that being stuck is frustrating when you're convicted over the fact that you know you should be doing a certain this or a certain that, but can't seem to get off the couch. And in my experience, it usually magnifies itself when I'm waiting on my feelings to motivate me, to get me moving. If you've been waiting an abnormally long time for motivation to come before making a decision, may I suggest taking action like the 10 lepers in our story? If God's calling you to do something courageous, then take that first step. Don't let your current condition rob you of your blessing. And trust me, I'm preaching to the choir here. I can't tell you how many times I prayed to God to close doors for me, so that I wouldn't miss his will for my life. And since reading examples like the 10 lepers in Scripture, I've learned to approach things differently. Instead of wait and see, I say, "God, I'm moving forward with this or that until you stop me." The difference is subtle, yet it's profound for me. "Go until I hear no" is my new preferred method now, which is way different than "God, stop me in my tracks before I make a wrong move." So instead of asking God for the no before you go, consider flipping it to "go until you hear no. If you're feeling frustrated in your current situation, let's take a minute and pray about that right now. And in keeping with our story, maybe pray something like this. Father, quite often I fail to receive blessings you have for me because I'm not moving forward in you. So help me to move forward today with one confident step, because many of your promises are conditional, requiring some kind of action on my part. Father, help me, like the lepers in our story, to obey your instructions and not to give in to my circumstances so often. Amen. So this concludes today's DriveCast. And as a reminder, please join us this Sunday at one of our four locations. We'll look forward to seeing you there. This is Pastor Jeff, encouraging you to go until you hear no. God bless.